Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. It's also my mission and my calling. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. For such a time as this, most gracious Heavenly Father, we praise you for the love and your grace and your mercy and just for who you are, the great I am. And we thank you, Father, for all the blessings, for our families, for our friends. I thank you for the listeners. I thank you for my guests and my sponsors. Father, I just thank you for all that you have done for me and for them. And Father, I ask your protection be over this nation, be over those listening. Father, I ask that you protect our families, those friends and loved ones around us. Father, I ask your protective, your hedge of protection around the president. Oh, what evil we have in this nation and in this world. And of course, that's not new. But I do ask that you will guide and protect those in leadership roles of this nation. Reveal the truth to us and expose the lies, Father, that we can see and know. And Father, we just ask for your blessing. We know we're undeserving, but we ask for your blessings. And may all that we do glorify you. I ask that you use CSE Talk Radio, that we will be a beacon of light and hope, that we'll be an instrument of truth and knowledge, and to help those who just need lifted up. We are living in strange times, but I guess that's about every decade, Father. And we ask for such a time as this, that you will be ever-present and that we will be a people that use our knees and pray. Amen. There is no doubt that in America, we've been sold out. Our economic drain plug has been pulled, and it all went down the way to the sewer. But in the mainstream media, all the social media outlets, our governors, our mayors, and our own Congress, all those who are supposed to, we're supposed to put our trust in, are doing the bidding of our enemies. Or perhaps maybe they themselves are our enemies. On the other hand, when I say we're supposed to trust them, that's not true. We're supposed to be their boss, and we're supposed to hold them accountable. But such is life, I suppose. We've put our money, our jobs, our communities, our food, our land, nearly everything American into their hands. In their hands, it has stayed. They've not taken care of all we have entrusted to them. They have just plain taken. And the taking doesn't end. Shows like CSE Talk Radio, who are not connected to such huge news franchises, are labeled as if we were conspiracy theorists, chasing conspiracies, and that I am not. I'm reading an article this morning from The American Greatness. It was written by Edward Ring. It was titled, "The American Media Has Betrayed America." Oh, they tell us lots of stuff, including Fox News. That's me saying that. They are driven by and they drool over the scandals. But they don't try to get to the truth, or they don't try to see that the truth is exposed and actually brought to justice. Oh, they pretend, but nothing ever happens, does it? Edward Ring was referring mostly to the MSM, the mainstream media, which drive home lies day in and day out. We've seen them do it. We're watching them do it now over the scandal of hydroxychloroquine. we know here that those agendas are economic fragility. Our fiat dollars are not conspiracy theories. They are just plain old truth. As Ed Ring put it, don't call it a conspiracy. Call it a convergence of special interests that are smart enough to see where they want an event to go and therefore don't require a score or a conductor. Or it's not a conspiracy. It's just the conventional wisdom of the super rich. You know, this is coming from me now. You know, the super rich who brag about their ice cream while they're writing 800-page-plus stimulus packages for their friends, then ditch the American workers. The super-rich who daily practice insider trading. The super-rich who make up crises so they can eradicate more of your dollars and procure more power for themselves. The super-rich who have managed to pool together resources to work against your rights. The super-rich who believe themselves to be above the laws they impose. I could go on, but I think you get the point. My ending point is to you. While I may not get it right every day, I know that the decline of our constitutional republic, it wasn't really a conspiracy, because that's when they hide things. They've done their dastardly deeds right in front of us. But we have failed as a people to actually see them as they erase our rights and our worth. One idiotic, bureaucratic mandate and regulation at a time. When they started the Federal Reserve, it was then they, Congress, sold the American people and the American dollar down the drain. It's not a conspiracy. It's just a conventional wisdom, greed of the super rich. And you need to know, there are a few on your side trying our best to expose the truth and give you ways and avenues to prepare and to fight. CSC Talk Radio is here for you, and Melody Cederstrom is here for you today. And we're just two gals, and we're going to do our best to bring you the truth and give you hope and help you get prepared. Melody, how are you doing today?